It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that is deeply personal and often emotionally charged. Something I went through, about 23 years ago. Leaving your religion. This is a journey that many people take at some point in their lives, and it can come with a wide range of feelings, from guilt and confusion to freedom and relief. Whether you are in the process of questioning your faith, you're transitioning out of a belief system, or you're seeking new meaning in your life, today's episode is dedicated to helping you navigate this experience with mindfulness, compassion, and clarity. Leaving a religion is not just about changing your beliefs. It's often about letting go of an entire framework that has shaped your identity, your values, and your worldview. And for me, and I think for many others, it's also about leaving your entire community. For many, religion provides a sense of community, purpose, and comfort. So the decision to leave can feel like losing an important part of who you are. It's also common to experience feelings of guilt, shame, or fear, especially if you were raised in a religious environment where leaving is seen as a betrayal or failure. Mindfulness can be a powerful tool in helping you navigate this transition. It teaches us to stay present with our thoughts and emotions without judgment, allowing us to explore our feelings with curiosity rather than criticism. By approaching this process mindfully, you can begin to let go of the guilt and fear that often accompany leaving a religion, and instead focus on cultivating a deeper understanding of who you are and what you truly believe. One of the first challenges in leaving a religion is coming to terms with the loss of certainty. Religious systems often provide clear answers to life's big problems. Why are we here? What happens after we die? How should we live our lives? When you leave that system, it can feel like you're stepping into an unknown void where those answers are no longer readily available. Mindfulness helps us embrace this uncertainty, teaching us that it's okay to not have all the answers right now. By staying grounded in the present moment, we can find peace in the unknown and allow new beliefs and perspectives to emerge naturally. To better understand the process of leaving a religion mindfully, think of it as a journey through a dense forest. At first, the forest may feel dark and disorienting. You're not sure where the path leads, and the trees seem to close in around you. But as you continue walking, you start to notice small clearings, places where the light breaks through the trees and offers you a glimpse of what lies ahead. These moments of clarity give you the courage to keep moving forward, even when the path is unclear. One of the most important aspects of leaving a religion is self-compassion. It's common to feel guilty for questioning or leaving a faith that you were taught to believe wholeheartedly. You might fear disappointing your family, friends, or community, but mindfulness invites us to approach these feelings with kindness and understanding, reminding ourselves that it's okay to change, to grow, and to seek a path that feels true to who we are. Leaving a religion doesn't mean you're betraying your past. It means you're honoring your present and your future. To illustrate the importance of self-compassion in this process, I want to share a story called The Snake and Its Old Skin. Once upon a time, there was a snake who realized it had outgrown its old skin. The skin was too tight, and it no longer allowed the snake to move or grow freely. The snake knew it had to shed the old skin in order to thrive, but it was afraid of the process. Shedding the skin would leave it vulnerable for a time, and it wasn't sure what it would look like underneath. But the snake also knew that staying in the old skin would eventually suffocate it, so it made the decision to begin shedding. Slowly but surely, the snake wriggled free of the tight skin, leaving it behind on the forest floor. Once the process was complete, the snake found that it could move more freely than ever before. The fear and discomfort had been worth it, because now the snake could continue to grow. This story reminds us that shedding old beliefs, identities, and frameworks can be uncomfortable and even scary. But when we do so with mindfulness and self-compassion, we create the space for new growth and freedom. Now that we've explored the concept of leaving your religion mindfully, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to navigate this transition with awareness and compassion. Number one, practice non-judgmental awareness. As you begin to question your move away from your religion, practice observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Notice any feelings of guilt, fear, or uncertainty, but don't label them as good or bad. Simply acknowledge them as part of the process. This practice helps you stay grounded in the present moment and prevents you from getting overwhelmed by negative self-talk. Number 2, create space for reflection. Give yourself time and space to reflect on your journey. This might involve journaling about your experiences, meditating on your feelings, or talking to someone you trust. By creating space for reflection, you can explore your thoughts and emotions in a safe and supportive way, allowing you to gain clarity on what you believe and what direction you want to take. Number 3, be gentle on yourself. Leaving a religion can be an emotionally intense experience, so it's important to practice self-compassion throughout the process. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel confused, scared, or even relieved. You don't have to have all the answers right away, nor ever. And it's okay to take your time as you navigate this transition. Number 4, seek new sources of meaning. As you move away from your religion, you might feel a sense of loss when it comes to meaning and purpose. Mindfulness invites you to explore new ways of finding meaning in your life. This could involve connecting with nature, building relationships, exploring philosophy, or engaging in creative pursuits. By staying open to new experiences, you can discover what brings you fulfillment and purpose outside of a religious framework. Number 5, set an intention to approach your journey of leaving religion with compassion and curiosity. If this is something you have dealt with, then you could maybe make today's intention: how many more ways can I continue to grow and find my own path with mindfulness even more? This intention will guide your actions and help you navigate this transition with self-compassion and clarity. Mindfulness teaches us that change is a natural part of life and that it's okay to question, evolve, and seek new paths. By approaching the process of leaving your religion mindfully, you can navigate this transition with compassion for yourself and others, allowing space for new growth and understanding to emerge. And that is it for today's episode. I hope you have found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you navigate the challenging process of leaving a religion with greater clarity and self-compassion. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance during this transition, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out the app that is hopefully up by the time this episode is, called It's Now Again, at jeremywest.net. Or if that's not up yet, then the Patreon is there, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of spiritual and personal growth. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.